Now to Tennessee and a rare bird. In downtown Nashville, birders and bystanders are being dazzled by purple martins. Biologists estimate more than 100,000 of them are roosting in the plaza outside the city's Symphony Hall. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports that the symphony nearly ran them off as a nuisance until it realized it was playing host to another kind of musician, protected migratory songbirds.
Looking overhead as the purple martins descend into the trees at sunset is mesmerizing.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. We're just enveloped right now.
Ed Schneider of Nashville is an avid birder. His 8-year-old daughter Phoebe is on her way.
Sometimes I can't even tell that they're birds. I just see everything coming in and I'm like, where am I? It's like I'm in a dream.
And then you snap out of it when a little bird poop hits your forehead. The unsightly and unsanitary droppings are why the Nashville Symphony decided to bring in a pest control company. The trees that surround the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center are in pretty rough shape, too, with their limbs drooping under the weight of these tiny travelers. But bird biologists like Melinda Wilton were already out enjoying the swirling songbirds when a truck pulled up, ready to fog out the flock.
We actually were lucky to have been here.
They informed the crew of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act and called all the wildlife agencies they could reach after hours. The removal team stood down.
They didn't know, and now we all get a chance to celebrate this spectacle.
We had no understanding that there were purple martins on our campus.
Jonathan Marks is chief of operations for the symphony, which hasn't been performing because of the pandemic. It was just trying to avoid permanent damage to the building.
This is not necessarily how we would have thought people might come together, but any opportunity that we can create that, particularly being right in the heart of downtown, then we have to embrace that.
Martins are roosting in hundreds of sites right now around the country, though none are quite so visible. Joe Segrist of the Purple Martin Conservation Association tracks them through weather radar. Yes, they actually show up. He says the droppings are just part of the deal.
Usually that's something that the landowner just has to accept.
Often, conservation groups or local governments will pitch in to cover the cleanup cost, and that discussion has already started here, but there's no point until the martins depart for Brazil in a week or two.
All right, got pooped on again. I'm out of here.
For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.